I'm Zach East. It's Monday's Music News now, brought to you by the Whitcomb Senior Living Community. Live without limits. Louis Capaldi has been named Songwriter of the Year by Variety Magazine, and he's proud of the honor, but says the overall darkness of 2020 helped make him the man of the hour. Louis says, quote, "It's genuinely overwhelming, especially this year, to know that through all this crap that this has been happening, people are listening to my music. Whether or not they wanted to, maybe someone was listening on the radio and they went, this stuff is terrible, turn that off. I've soundtracked the worst year of many people's lives," he said. That's quite a feeling. So how does he write downer songs like Someone You Loved? He jokes, "What do I get, as you say, in that zone is immediately before a song, I'll go to the bathroom, look into the mirror, and I'll pick my nose hairs out or pluck my ear hairs out, while also just filling my own head with little things like, oh, you've got that weird tooth thing that Tom Cruise also has, where your teeth don't line up. You've got that one of those tuck-in chins that is not desirable at all," he says. Yikes. And Life in Style Weekly magazine says Gwen Stefani's been busy planning her wedding to Blake Shelton. A source tells the magazine the first will be small with the family at the house in Oklahoma. That's when they'll officially exchange vows. Gwen would love to have a Christmas wedding with the family there. When the pandemic is over, the big ceremony and party will be taking place later on. They're hoping it'll be next year at their new Encino home because it's easily accessible for their celebrity friends and the perfect setting. Blake's written a love song about Gwen, too, which he'll be singing live at the ceremony. That's music news for today on the Best Mix in the Morning Show at 98.3 The Coast.